Tip 19, what are the differences in learning behavior between younger and older generations? The next older generation, Generation X, is now between 34 and 48 years old, and they differ from Generations Y and Z in interesting ways. This older generation is more career-oriented, serious, and ready to work hard, but also more pragmatic. The generation gap becomes particularly noticeable in the field of learning material and educational tools. Generation X is happy with the classical methods of reading texts. The younger generations want a mix of various media. The learning material should not only be available everywhere, but also attractive and practical. Do you have the challenge of keeping both generations happy? This isn't as difficult as it might seem at first glance. Because these differences aren't limited strictly to age, and generations don't always depend on age. What's more important is how many different forms of media an individual uses every day, and especially whether she or he expects media to make a big contribution to education and knowledge transfer. As an example, many members of Generations Y and Z are literally dependent on the weather app on their smartphones. Without checking the app, they don't leave the house. This doesn't mean that they necessarily want to rely on apps for knowledge transfer. Information exchange is not always knowledge exchange. Lecture-style education, or frontal teaching, is, with the exception of truly charismatic teachers, clearly outdated, even among older generations. Instead, interactive classrooms that include new media make learning exciting for everyone. Don't just announce at the beginning of the course that a technical book must be read. Make learners curious about the material through videos, web content, and tasks, and the technical content will be better remembered. How's it going with Anna? She has made it. Her first training is behind her. The preparations were considerable, and she broke out into a sweat when she almost forgot the e-learning field. And all of the interactive methods took a lot of time to put together, but it was worth it. Her trainees were really absorbed throughout the training. Now that she's relaxed and satisfied, Anna has only one question. Is there anything I need to keep in mind after my training?